One of the great organisations doing some good things here in the Hunter is Ability Links. And we'll take a few moments now to find out about some of the things that they've got happening with their community engagement coordinator, Gabriel Wingate-Pierce. Good morning, Gabriel. Firstly, for those who may not be quite aware of what Ability Links does, can you let us know how you guys operate in the community?
Yeah, sure. So we work with people with disabilities and their families and carers. So it's just a matter of someone picking up the phone or shooting us an email, or someone can do that on their behalf. And then we'll make a time to come out and sit down with the relevant person or their family and see what it is that they're missing out on in life and help them to get there.
Because I guess you don't know what you don't know, do you? And it's organisations such as yours that can come in and basically do an assessment and say, well, this is what you need. This is the sum of the things that you're entitled to have to help make your life a little bit more comfortable. And I guess that's where you fit in.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think with some programs, people balk at the label of disability, but in this case, there's no eligibility criteria. So it might be that, you know, you've experienced some bouts of depression and you just need a bit of help to get back on your feet and find the right supports or social networks to hook back into. Or it might be that you have a child who has a developmental delay, or they have autism spectrum disorder or another challenge, and you're so exhausted with supporting your child that you need, you know, a bit of a push in the back in terms of, you know what, I really want to join a book club, or I'd love to do something at TAFE, or, you know, I want to get back into the workforce, and it just seems insurmountable. But we can come along and say, well, you know what, let's just start with some small steps and do that together, and before you know it, you might be kicking some of those goals.
So you guys are really casting some broad strokes there, and like you said, some of those things that not necessarily for long-lasting, but maybe just a little tap in the right direction sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be overly complicated. It might be that you just need, you know, it's just a phone call and you know about the martial arts clubs in your area that are supportive of kids with ASD. Or it might be that you want someone to come out, you know, every week for 3 or 4 weeks. So it's really flexible, and I think that's the key.
Great to see too, Gabriel, that you guys are doing lots of work in the schools. You've got a challenge for schools at the moment, haven't you? Can you let us know how that's unfolding?
Yeah, we do. So we've sent out invitations to public high schools and primary schools, and they've got one more week to register to participate, and they stand to win a substantial amount of money towards capacity building, and it's about getting the kids to do an artwork about inclusion. So it's a really good topic that sort of affects everybody. So we're hoping that lots of schools will get on board. So if your school hasn't, give them a little nudge, make sure they sign up.
Is there a cut-off time for that, Gabriel?
Yeah, we've got until the end of next week, so June 30, and then the challenge will run during Term 3, and the works will be on public exhibition in the school holidays at the end of Term 3.
Well, it looks like you'll be very, very busy with that. Now, considering that you're doing lots of different things, you're obviously needing more people to jump on board with lots of different skills and lots of interests to help out Ability Links. If somebody's interested in having a chat with you a bit further, what's the best way to go about it?
Look, you can send me an email or give us a call on the general line. So that's 49050700. And we've got a whole range of volunteer opportunities for people if they're keen. And I'd love to hear from people if they have some ideas.
Gabriel, we'd love for some more people to get involved with you. Of course, we've got some information about it as well on our morning show page at 2NURFM.com. Keep up the great work, Gabriel, and we'll talk again soon.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
From Ability Links, their community engagement coordinator, Gabriel Wingate-Pierce, talking with us about those great works that Ability Links do at 2NURFM.